Thank you, Jen. Hebrews chapter 3. Let's turn there. Hebrews. Lord, help my time. Well, you've heard four sermons already this morning, so we can be briefly enough. But I don't know, folks. Haven't you enjoyed church today?
Amen.
Praise God. And I want to make mention to a precious lady that's here in this congregation, our very sweet friend, Sister Ann Lester. Ann, raise your hand, honey. I tell you, that lady is an intercessor. Let's give Ann a big old hand, all right? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Dr. Chris Oko has just stepped in. Let's give Brother Oko a big hand. We appreciate him coming to be with us this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your turn will come. Say that out loud. My turn will come. Well, if we've already made that turn, then guess who's going to have to help us for the rest of our lives? Who's he? What's his name? Somebody say Jesus. In Hebrews chapter 3, Lord, I'm in 2 Kings. All right, Hebrews chapter 3. Let's find it, okay? You're already there. Hebrews chapter 3. Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 1. Hebrews 3 and 1. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Jesus Christ. Looking at the Bible, looking at the word, let's read it out loud. Irregardless of what translation you have, read it now. Come on. Wait, hold on. I lost my place. Hebrews 3 and 1. You ready? Here we go. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. Say these words out loud. Consider Jesus. Perhaps some of you have tried everything there is in this world to try. And you need to consider Jesus. Say that out loud. Consider Jesus. There is only one reason why you don't consider Jesus. It's called sin. It's called sin. I've had mixed reviews the last few weeks. I've had reports that say, preacher, you preach too long. I've had reports that's come to me, and these reports were a little bit more encouraging. Don't pay any attention to the clock. Preach longer. Well, thanks. On the front row here. I'm telling you. I've had reviews and reports this week of you preach too hard. Now, I've heard that this week. And that was before Wednesday, because I left Wednesday morning. You preach too hard. And I've had reviews and reports this week that I don't preach hard enough. So I'm betwixt and I'm between. Amen. I'm waiting for my turn to come. Consider Jesus. Boy, I've got one that'll bring me right back on track. You don't ever have to worry about this preacher, I'm telling you. Because he's got a wife that loved him. Amen. There's a different, oh, you know what? In the verse 1, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling. What did it say? What's the next word? Consider the apostle. Consider the high priest. thoughtfully and attentively consider Jesus as who he is. You know, there is a difference between the priest and the apostle. This is good, folks. The apostle is one who comes out from God with a message to man. You can write that down if you're in the habit of writing in the margin of your Bible. An apostle is one who comes out from God with a message to man. A priest is one who goes to God on behalf of man. And Jesus is both of them. And Jesus is both the apostle who has preached the message, and Jesus is the priest who is right now seated at the Father's right hand, ever making intercession for God, to God. Well, let's turn to Hebrews 7. Just turn over a few pages. Turn to your right. Hebrews 7. Hebrews 7. You know what I just thought of? I can get some of the most wonderful thoughts while I'm standing here. It's called inspiration. And I just thought of this, Brother Dalrymple. The high priest, once a year, was called into the Holy of Holies to make sacrifice for the atonement and sins of the whole children, the whole of Israel. But after he is finished, say the word finished. Come on now, say it again. After the priest finishes, he makes his way back out to the outer court, and guess who is out there waiting for him to come and make his appearance? The congregation. The people. The priest has done his duty. He has taken care of the responsibility that is his and the purpose that he is called as a priest. But I'm here to tell you, the man never sits down. The high priest never has an opportunity to rest, can never sit down while he is making sure that all of the requirements of the sacrifices are made. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. I'm fixing to read, and you're going to read with me, whereby that when Jesus Christ finished his work on that cross, he was lifted up into the holies of God, into the heavens, and there he has done what? Say it. Sat down. Very good. Let's read it. We're in Hebrews 7. 24 and 25. Everybody now. Everybody, you got your Bible. Read it with me. 24 and 25. But this man, because he continueth ever, hath an unchangeable priesthood. Verse 25. Wherefore, he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Verse 25. He ever liveth to make intercession for him. Let's go to chapter 8. Chapter 8, if you please. And we read verse 1. Everybody read it. Verse 1. You ready? Now of the things which we have spoken, this is the sum. We have such an high priest who is seated on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens. Praise God. Praise God. Verse 8. For finding fault with them, he saith, Behold, the day comes, saith the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Verse 6. But now hath he obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also he is the mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises. Let's give our Lord a praise clap for the reading of the Word of God. We have spiritual direction this morning. We have the comforting Word of God. And I'm here to declare to you that if you have tried everything, if you have experienced everything there is to experience, if you have seen everything, and you still have absolute no peace in your heart, then would you this morning consider Jesus? Repeat these words out loud. I will this time consider Jesus. What does that mean, to consider Jesus? What does it mean? Consider Jesus. Would you like to just speak up and say a word? What does it mean to consider Jesus, Pastor? Absolutely. Give him a chance in your life. Consider Jesus. Give him a chance. Let him come into your heart and your life. Consider Jesus. Amen. Someone else? Consider Jesus. Sharon? Sharon is telling us her thinking this morning on this message of Christ, our high priest, is open up your heart. Read this book right here and allow the Spirit of God to work out your salvation with fear and trembling in God. That means every day that you live it to the utmost for God. How are we going to do that? By adhering to the book. Hallelujah. By allowing, this is good. The Holy Spirit has been given. The Holy Ghost has been outpoured upon this earth. You can't have it. The Holy Ghost is with us this morning. What is lacking is for you to come to him within the veil. If God is concerned about your need, your spiritual need, your life, then you need to act. You need that. You need to get up and come to this altar and do like me. Come and repent every day. Work out your salvation with fear and trembling in God. Thank God for victory. Thank God for victorious living.
if the Holy Ghost has been given, if Christ is so concerned for you to give you His Spirit, then I'm here to tell you, He is a great high priest that is concerned about our care. Amen. There is only one way that the sin problem can be what? Can be what? Erased. Taken care of. It is by you in your prayer, your confession, because the scripture tells us we are made overcome by that confession of faith. Praise God. I'm thankful for the Holy Spirit. I'm thankful that we have an intercessor who is seated at the Father's right hand. His work is complete. Your work isn't. My work isn't. He's got a lot of work to do. Praise God. I'm so glad that we have churches in this community that have the same vision that we have. That is to win souls for the kingdom of God. Amen. Just this week, I've been chastised. Okay. Well, why isn't the church full? I can tell you a little bit why the church isn't full. This church is not full today because there are those who have not considered Jesus. They have considered Jesus and they have considered the devil. And guess whose side they have chosen. So what are we going to do? I am not in the room. I am not the will of God. So my wife is going to tell me, I'm going to preach the word of God and bring it. So wonderful. I'll bring down to you again and down to you again. In Florence, I'll see you in hell. I'll turn you in hell. I'll see you in the disorder, confusion, destruction. I'll see it all. Let me go back home. Let me go back home. And when I got home, guess what I had to go all the way into? We bought floors, we moved furniture, we bought
We cleaned house from stem to stern, and we do have the cleanest house on Huffsmith Road. And that's all I got was a thank you. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thank you, child. But you know, I appreciate what she said. I know which side my bread's buttered. Amen. Clean up the crumbs, he said. Isn't God good, you guys? I'm so glad to be home. I'm so glad to be in my environment. I'm so glad to listen to my music. I'm so glad that I can pray, that I can cry. Within the veil I now would come. I'm so glad that I have a liberty and I have the anointing and the unction to minister to you today. And all I want to do is read the word and encourage you today. But let's before we close, let's go to John 17, okay? John 17. Thank you.
what he is suggesting to John. It is the high priestly prayer of Jesus for his church. One of the most profound dissipated writing found in 17. In this scripture, there is prayer for you and for your family. See, I've got written all of it before. All I've written all. How about you? In this scripture, there's encouragement for the pastor to pray for his parishioners.
All the things that are there.
You need prayer, come on down to the altars.
I now would come.
Wow. Hold on, Janice. Hold on, babe. I've been handed a note. It says to ask all the men in this church to come to the altar as a model of Christ for prayer. That's heavy, saints. I've been pastoring 40 years and I've never been given this as a request. I'm going to ask every man in this house, every man in this building to come to the altar. Just come along the front. Every man in this building to come along the front. Just Carol, no, we're going to pray for you, honey. We're going to pray for you. Every man in this house. Let's slide to the right. Everybody slide to your right. Jason, y'all just go to your right. Come on. That's it. Come on. Every man, move to the altar. Come on down to the altar. Praise God. Well, you're making a choice, aren't you? You're making a choice. Take about a step up, if you can, towards, that's it. I would love for the women folk to come along behind your spouse, if they're here, and start praying. Start praying.